Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Haunting for hum,
boning for booze,
tingling for terror,
slutty for slashes,
Ricky for fright.
So have we. That's why we're bringing that classic stupid love of all things horror, because evil never dies.
Oh, it simply rests, waiting for the right moment to exact its revenge.
Reawake.
And show everyone its big old boner.
Yeah, that's right, you spooky slobs.
This is Too Spooky to Handle.
Yes, hello, welcome, ooh, welcome, welcome to Too Spooky to Handle. Oh, Mano, it's been such a spooky October so far.
Horrible. You know, I scare easy, I scare quick, I scare often.
Yeah, you scare honestly too.
My dry cleaner said he can't help me anymore. He just said, I can't help you anymore. I can't do this. I can't fucking do this.
You took in your navy blue dress that had scare all over it, and he couldn't do anything about it.
All over it. He cracked it on his knee like a matzah, and it just fell into 1,000 pieces. If you don't know who we are, I'm Mano, and that's Betsy.
That's right. And this is a special show for the month of October to get y'all in a spooky, horny Halloween spirit. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. If you want to stay abreast of all the spooky shit that our haunted doll is doing at the Earwolf Studios,
yes,
you gotta go to @Earwolf on Instagram and Twitter and see what that horrible, horrible little girl is up to.
See what's going on, that little, little asshole.
What an asshole. But I mean, you know, we hope she's ruining the life.
We hope she's having fun.
What a dream.
Wow, what a dream.
Where are they now?
Where are they now? Wow, it's time for that segment, Mana. Where are they now? Where we catch up with some of our favorite horror monsters and people and other things, entities, whatever we want.
Right, like if Pumpkinhead really did fix his fence or not.
He's been talking about that for years. And we're like, then just do it.
Then just do it. It's a one-day project.
He started a damn GoFundMe for that fence. And we're like, you cannot use that for fences.
And then he got really defensive and he joined Truth Social. Pumpkinhead sucks. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. We had fun, but now Pumpkinhead sucks. So here we are checking in with all of our dear, dear spooky friends. Let's see what happens.
Hi, Betsy. Hi, Mano. Haven't spoken to you guys in a while, so I'm excited to be giving a holler, catching up with you. It's Terry, by the way. Oh, you don't know me as Terry. You only know me as Wolfman, because the bad drag race show that night was on a full moon. So when I showed up, you met me as Wolfman. You gave me your contact info and said, let's catch up. Come on. We also do spooky podcasts and stuff. So I just wanted to say I'm so glad to have met you. My life has been so much better since you guys came into my life. And you're just so funny. And you're both such good friends of mine. The power hours you do with John Gabrus are some of my favorites. But I'm not calling with all good news, unfortunately. I do have some bad news. If you are a friend of mine, I feel weird that I'm even doing this over voicemail. I should have definitely waited till you answered. But while I have your voicemail here, I just think you should know your friend Terry, or your friend the Wolfman, as you know me, or Wolfman. I've been diagnosed with testicular cancer. I do my, checking for lumps in the shower, and I get my checkups from the doc and the vet, both of them. There's an office where they both work out of, so they can bang me out in one sesh. But yeah, I have testicular cancer, and I will need to have surgery to remove them to prevent the spread of cancer and radiation and chemo and all that, which shouldn't be a problem because there's no silver in the scalpels or silver in any of the chemo. So the chemo won't kill me, but the hard part will be I don't know what people will say about me anymore. You know, people have such specific things they like to say to me, and I'm kind of known for certain things, but... yeah, I guess it's safe to say the Wolfman no longer has nards. The Wolfman ain't got nards. Oh no, I can't transform right now. I'm too sad.
Oh, Mono.
What?
We have a fun little thing we're going to do right now.
Okay. Talk to me.
I'm telling you, it's real life horror versus fictional horror. What's scarier, Mono?
I gotta admit, when we went to Universal Horror Nights, sometimes I thought to myself, this is scary, but you know what's scarier? The past 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
I had that thought a couple times where I was like, yes, this is scary, but my God, I've been through some shit. We all have.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. We've been through it. So we're going to discover which one is scarier.
I mean, real life, because like you would rather have like a spooky encounter with a ghost than with a human being breaking into your house.
Well, that's what's so great about good horror. I mean, good horror kind of balances these two things, you know?
Yes.
So that's amazing when they can somehow you can find a way to do both. Like Hereditary does such a good job being like, ugh.
Yeah.
Life is hard and also spooky, fantastical.
And like The Descent where it's like, God, yes. This is awful being in a cave.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but now there's monsters?
Yeah.
Very
good. A great job being like, oh, this was already enough.
This was already all we need.
So we're going to find out now which one is scarier in our little segment.
Okay.
So real life versus fictional horror. Here's our first one, Betsy.
Okay.
IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Thank you. Versus a spirit possessing you every time you're on the toilet.
I'll take the spirit any day.
Honestly, me too.
Dude, I remember I got sick after we went to Greece. Like, I had a stomach thing.
You had a spirit.
And I think it's what IBS is like. And that's...
Yeah. Well, you don't know. Maybe it was a Greek ghoul named Vula living in your bowels.
And then I finally shit out all of Vula.
Yeah, I think you got Vula out.
After, like, 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, Vula's like that because just like all Greeks, Vula's like, I stay. We have a nice time.
And like, you know, Vula starts out fine. We're like, yeah, I guess I could crap out some bad stuff. And then it's like,
but then,
Vula, you gotta go, man.
And you're like, I gotta go, Vula. Vula's like, no, dessert. We have dessert
we have dessert. Eat it. I made it.
Yeah, I think... honestly, spirit on the toilet. That might be nice.
It would be such a bummer to like, it sucks having a tummy ache.
It really does.
And don't get me wrong. Do I have diarrhea often? Yes.
Yeah, heavens,
yes. But it's not that like IBS sounds awful.
And just to reiterate, Betsy has diarrhea a lot. Like when she goes into a bathroom, it's as if, you know, when like the dryer tumbler
Mono.
Is on high, you know, when your dryer tumbler is like doing that really
Quit
fast cycle.
Throwing me under the bus, man.
This is what it sounds like. It just sounds like when there's shoes in the dryer. That's what
yes.
it sounds like.
Yes. It's just and then you hear me just go, like Jeff Daniels and Dumb and Dumber.
So for this one, I think we're going spirit
we're going,
being possessed
yes,
on the
like,
toilet.
Fine. Hit me
right.
like, okay, that's fine. Like, what are you going to do?
Right. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Okay, Mono, here's the next one. Real life versus fictional. What's spookier?
Okay.
Depression versus a ghoul that spoons you every night.
Okay.
I'm taking the ghoul. Depression is bad. It sucks.
Depression is terrible.
Let a ghoul spoon you.
I'm sensing a theme here. We're just going to be like, oh, yeah, ghouls.
Yeah, like, give us anything that's not real life, please.
But it's funny, though. This is funny, though, right? Because it's like you could argue that depression is a ghoul that spoons you.
Whoa.
You know?
Mono.
You know?
That's deep, dude.
Because I get nighttime anxiety. I don't know if you do.
I had it last night.
Yeah, I get nighttime anxiety, and for whatever reason, just like, yeah, it'll get you good. So you could argue I'm pretty comfortable with a ghoul spooning me at night.
Yeah, also, your husband's kind of ghoulish.
Ooh, my husband's
Mono
horrible.
Married a ghoul. A ghoulie. He came out of the toilet and Mono's like, you're my man.
I'm going to show you a picture that we might also have to share somewhere of how Gene fell asleep the other night.
Oh, yes.
It's horrifying. So I do live with a ghoul. Can you see this?
What?
He fell asleep.
What?
Like with his arms behind him. Like Weekend
he
at Bernie
looks like
almost.
He's like posing for a picture.
Yeah, and he was like dead asleep with the light on, listening to something on his laptop. And I was like, you're a freak. You're a freak.
Are his eyes open a little bit? That's always wild when people fall asleep and their eyes are kind of open. You're like,
sick.
What is happening?
Sick.
You did
yeah,
marry a ghoul. So you spoon a ghoul all the time.
I spoon a ghoul all the time.
I will spoon a ghoul every night.
And I spoon the ghoul. Sometimes I spoon the ghoul and the ghoul's like, okay, enough.
Yeah, I'm getting hot. I'm getting sweaty.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, baby.
I know. This is the deal.
Yeah, ghoul.
Okay,
ghoul,
great.
Ghoul. Okay, how about this? Real life v fictional horror. Having a porta potty, okay. Having a porta potty as your home bathroom,
okay.
Wow. Versus haunted doll jumping out of the shadows twice a week. That's funny.
That's very funny. I guess I'll take the doll.
Absolutely take the doll.
Because honestly, that would, I feel I'd also like really kind of enjoy, like being like, this is kind of like a haunted maze.
Even if it's Ginger.
Honestly, especially if it's Ginger. If it was Lola, that would be a whole different story.
Damn, I know. Yeah, haunted doll. I think I would be like, ah, okay.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit Brenda from Scary Movie, but I gotta say,
you're just a doll.
You're just a doll. I can kick you and scream goal like I'm in European football.
Yeah, I mean, I would absolutely kick the shit out of the doll every time it jumped out.
Goal!
Which might be a good release, you know?
Yeah, get your vuvuzela out and go.
Yeah.
Remember?
I remember those. They were
Yeah, porta potties are horror. That is hell on earth.
That's disgusting. I hate porta potties so much.
They're horrible. You occasionally run into them and you're like, okay, I can do this once every 2 months without it scarring me.
Oh, God. But as soon as I enter, I'm like, okay, I have to shower immediately.
Remember when we went on a hike and I was like, I have to shit in this porta potty?
That fucked me up, Mono. I was like, don't shit in the woods. Like, go
I
anywhere
had to.
Else.
I had to. I absolutely had to. I had no option.
I know.
But when you have to shit that bad, it really just launches out of you like a poo train. Just
yes. Poo-poo. Yeah. I get it. I have pooped in the wildest spots.
Oh, yeah. And it just goes whoop.
And it's just pew. Especially like
wow.
After that grease trip, man, I pooped.
You did.
All over.
Oh, the places you will poop.
I got that book when I graduated.
Oh, yeah. I got it early. I remember my parents sat me down. They're like, I think it's time to have the poo talk. And I was like, no, leave me alone. No, shut up. I know.
No.
And they're like, we just wanted you to feel safe about poo. My parents never talked to me about sex. I just need to put that out there.
No.
So if my mom taught me something about gay sex, I would have appreciated it.
Yeah.
That would have been very nice of her. But no.
Come on.
No, nothing.
Okay,
what's next?
Oh, I already know my answer. Finding out you're going to be a parent tomorrow versus moving into the Conjuring house. Conjuring house in a heartbeat. And you know what? I hope
Bathsheba
fucking kills me. Becoming a parent is the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, that's really scary to me. I'm not ready. I don't have the resources. Maybe one day. Maybe one day.
Never, ever, ever, ever.
And that's good. Yeah. That's good to know. But I would do it with a lot of money. A lot of money. But I do not have a lot of money. So absolutely not.
Ugh.
Conjuring house. I'll make the clapping a game. We'll start making the clap a game. I'll be like, okay, great. Let's have fun with this. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
So what? Who cares?
Hey, wanna play hide and clap?
And then every time the ghost scares me, I'll just be like, oh, look, here's a picture of like a blue backdrop. And it like makes me think of the beach.
Remember that day at the beach? And then it's just blue sky. That is such a funny move where it's just like, why not just be like, remember that lovely Sunday?
Right. And then if it smells like meat, which apparently, you know, it does.
But like rotting meat, Mono.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe just you make burgers and mask.
Did you think it smelled like good barbecue?
That's what I'm saying. You make good burgers and just mask the smell.
Oh, and just mask the nasty.
Just mask it.
Just mask the nasty.
Just get some burgers and throw them in your bed. You'll be fine.
Just get some burgers, throw them in your bed.
Imagine just putting a burger patty under your pillow at night.
Just a nice, hot, greasy burger patty.
Okay, here's our last one.
Okay.
Panic attack over an unexpected bill you can't afford.
Okay.
Versus panic attack knowing the It Follows supernatural entity is right across the street coming towards you.
Oh, God. I guess the bill, because I've learned how to combat real life panic attacks.
Really? Well, yeah, good. That's true. You know, you're good at that.
Kind of.
Well, you have experience. You've braved the storm.
I've had plenty.
I'm still going It Follows.
Wait, what? Mono, a bill you can't pay?
Yeah, it's a bill I can't pay.
Hit me up, man. Or you'd rather have big old spooky?
Yes, because we all know It Follows is slow. I love that movie, but I feel like there's ways we can capture It Follows.
No.
You put them in a Jurassic Park box and It Follows is done.
What are you talking about? It moves from like it can go away from that.
I don't know. I don't think it's that scary.
What?
It's slow. It's smart,
what
but it's slow. We know that.
What about Big Dan Lippert coming at you?
I know. That Dan Lippert's horrible.
Remember
part
where that very tall man.
The Dan Lippert.
At the door. It's Dan Lippert.
And if you know, you know.
And if you. K-Y-K.
Hey, kids, I-Y-K-Y-K, as we say.
I-Y-K-Y-K, man. LOL.
Can you believe? No, I think It Follows.
That's nuts, dude.
Because, like, It Follows spreads with fucking, right? Or, like, you have to fuck to keep it going.
Right.
So is this a world where I've already fucked? Because that's what happens. That's how you get
It
Followed.
Now.
Right. So you have to fuck someone else. Oh, yeah, I could. I'm enough of a slut that I could keep fucking and keeping passing the buck.
Mono.
What?
How dare you? How
it is really fucked
you?
Up when you realize, obviously, the metaphor of that film. And you, it is pretty fucked up to just be like, oh, yeah, I'll spread it.
Yeah, I'll just keep fucking, man.
keep fucking. Ooh, not great optics.
Maya, do you have, or should we come up with a real
sure.
a real scary versus a fictional
yeah.
scary?
Maybe like I come up with one side and you come up
yeah,
with the other.
Okay, okay.
Do you want to come up with real or spooky? spooky life, real life.
Oh, God. Real life is so spooky.
Real life is spooky. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I have the real life one.
Uh-oh, Mono.
I have the real life
one. Okay, give me the real life one.
The real life one is your parents call you to say they're disgusted with you and they never want to talk to you again.
Don't you ever raise your voice at me. I am your mother.
Oh, man.
Obviously, everyone has complicated shit with their parents, but they actively call you and say, we're disgusted with you and we're not talking to you
anymore. Like, do they do it one word at a time? Like, mom, dad, hi, Betsy.
No, this is the...
We are disgusted with
you
and not proud.
So that's the real
that's
life one.
Fucked up, Mono.
It's happened in real life, I'm sure, to some people. It's fucked up.
That's good. Your parents call you up and they're like, we're disgusted by you.
And we're not talking to you
anymore. And we're not talking to you anymore.
Anymore.
Versus everybody in your family thinking you're a witch.
Ooh.
And that you stole a baby.
Turned it into
Turned it into mush.
Body sauce.
Turned it into body sauce.
Uh-huh.
And your family's crazy religious.
And you have to, like, live with that. They think you turned a baby into body sauce.
Which one? I'd rather... I guess that's both, like, family.
Am I gonna... It's both. What? Am I being criminally prosecuted or it's just they're fucking crazy and spooky?
It's that they're fucking crazy and spooky.
Yeah.
But they treat you weird. And, like, you have a little brother and it's all... He, like, looks at your boobs. That movie's so wild.
It's so crazy. You're talking about bitch. I guess I'm going to go again. I'm going to keep a theme. I'm going to go with everyone thinks I'm a bitch.
I think I am too. I'm a
bitch.
Yeah,
whatever.
Fine. I'm a the bitch.
I'm already there.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go live with a bunch of my witch friends naked in the woods.
I think I kind of feel that way already, like being a comedy freak.
Yeah. Your parents, every time you go home, they try to burn you.
I mean, I'm a person who has sex in my butthole, which already makes you feel kind of witchy. You know, something about that feels very pagan, and I'm fine with it.
Pagan is pagan. Einhorn is Finkel.
Where are they now?
Oh no.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey.
It's me, the gator from Crawl.
It is me, the lion from Beast. we all know you saw both of those movies.
You've seen them. As you know, I live in a basement that during a flood basically became my bachelor pad.
Hey, what? Talk about a man cave.
Yeah, you're telling me, brother.
Yeah, brother. And as you know, I'm honestly an angry lion because poachers killed my family. So I'm kind of just hunting down humans because I'm so mad.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, brother.
We hang out a lot, as you could imagine. We're both angry, very smart, murderous
animals.
Unbelievably
smart. Like,
I know.
Unbelievably smart.
I want to say I used like a mirror or something to kill when I was killing, which is like good for me.
Hey, that's really good. I want to say I opened doors at one point, which is pretty cool. But yeah, we're doing pretty good. You know, we went on a European vacation this past summer.
Beautiful. Nice. We were in Nice for quite a bit.
And then we hopped over the Greek islands.
Wonderful.
Mykonos.
Mykonos.
We partied hard in Mykonos.
My God, we befriended two women from Ibiza.
Yeah.
And at first, you know, we thought they were offering us fun dip, but needless to say, we were up for 78 hours.
That's right. We did a bunch of cocaine. We killed a lot of goats thinking these babes would love it, but apparently they don't like just dead raw goats. They're like, cook it or something. And we're like, whatever, babe. And I like...
Yeah, sorry, baby.
I went to go to quiet her in a cute, fun little slap. And I accidentally opened up her insides and her guts spilled out. It was okay. We threw her off the cliff.
I messed up too. I went to then comfort her friend with a little pat on the back, but I accidentally impaled her in the heart. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but brother.
Other than that, you know, that's just a summer we'll never forget.
Never forget. We are selling. We're selling Cutco knives now, which is good. Good.
It's fun. You're going to meet a lot of people going door to door. And a lot of people are like, what the fuck are you doing? You're lying and you're an alligator. And we're like, just chill out. Like, let us sell you these knives.
Come on.
Come on. We wear suits.
And then you tell a couple of your friends about it. It's not a big deal. Don't be a bitch.
It's not a big deal. We're going to make a lot of money, you bitch. Yeah, we like to call people you bitch. A lot.
And sometimes it works for sales. Sometimes.
Sometimes people love being treated like shit. Honestly, a lot of people love being treated like shit. We're learning that as we sell Cutco knives.
We're learning. We're toxically masculine, and that's good for us.
Like, it's only, awesome it's... for us.
Woo, brother. Well, that's it.
Well, good to see y'all. We gotta go sell some knives. Bye. Rawr. Wow, yeah, the crowd's going nuts. Oh my god, they're going crazy.
That's because you're back for the Scary Horny Bowl.
Welcome, the Scary Horny Horror Bowl. Super time, yeah.
Scary Plus Max Premium.
Yes, very Disney Plus, HBO Max.
Oh, those things. TBS Minus.
Yeah, TBS Minus.
It's the new one. It's a new one. You gotta get it.
You gotta get it. It has nothing on it.
And it's only $12 a week. It's great.
Yeah, come on. It's awesome. And once again, it has nothing on it. Isn't that cool?
Isn't that great? You can. But there are 5-minute clips from Spin City, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
We gotta tell you, they're not the funniest parts. Okay. Pretty cool.
Couldn't get
minus.
The rights to the funny parts. But yeah, we're determining the worst, scariest, evilest horror character of all time. And today we go from top 8 to top 4.
Holy shit.
Wow.
And it is a stacked 8, man.
It is stickety stacked.
It is a crazy top 8. I don't even know. I guess you just get right into it. Because this, once again, this first one is so nuts.
Remember, you can stay abreast of the bracket at Earwolf on Twitter and Instagram. And tell us if you disagree. Fill out the bracket your own way. Let us know. Whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? I don't care. Do whatever
you
want.
I do not care.
There are no rules. And
it's just right.
Who gives a shit? That's it. Yeah. Okay, Mono.
Yes.
Here we go. Are you ready for our next matchup? Freddy Krueger versus Pennywise. This is nuts. They're both similar.
Yeah, it's the child killing face down. That's
the child killer face down. That's
they love
right.
It. They love it. They love to get into their brains, ruin their childhoods, and
yes.
Make them just vulnerable enough to get murdered.
Right. They both are awful looking for kids, too. And adults. Like, nobody's pumped. Nobody wants to see a Freddy Krueger walking down the street. Nobody wants to see a Pennywise.
They both drool.
I will say once, Freddy Krueger is funnier.
Freddy Krueger is very funny. Yeah.
Freddy Krueger gets camp.
Oh, I think Pennywise is campy, too.
I do, but Freddy Krueger's more campy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pennywise. Pennywise really gets you really vulnerable. If you were a young fat kid, he's going to get you.
If you're a young any kid, he's going to get you.
He's going to get you. I'm just trying to think of all the kinds of kills he's done. He's done a lot. He's
made a butchery become an evil place. He's become a spider. He's become a tiny baby.
Yeah, he's like a crazy big entity.
Yeah.
Whereas Freddy Krueger is like one.
Mm-hmm.
One dude.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. I don't even know where to start. They both.
I know. They're both. They both scary.
Drool. They both love drooling. I'm gonna say it. They both
Does
drool.
Does Freddy Krueger love drooling a lot?
Oh, I bet Freddy drools.
Okay.
Come on. He's got a drool.
Sure. I feel Pennywise, they really make sure you know he drools.
Oh, yeah. They make sure. But, yeah. I mean, just look at Freddy and you're like, oh, he drools.
He's a drooler. He's a drooler. Who would you want to hang out with more on a Friday night? I know my answer. Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Probably Freddy is more hangoutable.
Yeah.
But they're both very creative. Very
they
creative.
They are very creative.
Very creative killers.
Yeah. And they both seem like they're having a blast whenever they're torturing or killing or, you know, hunting down people.
I love when Pennywise possesses a naked old lady to dance in the background.
I was always Daddy's little girl. What about you? Are you still his little girl, Beverly?
That's cool. Pretty good. We've never seen Freddy do that.
Gosh, I like them both. They both have...
Clowns suck.
Clowns suck.
In
clowns
general.
Are gross. Yeah, clowns are disgusting. That's why I love, like, I think that's one thing I weirdly love about Pennywise is, like, they make it very explicit. It's like, clowns suck.
I sent you that like, AI thing that made a Pennywise, right? Like, Stephen King... put in like an A, you know, those like AI things, a description of Pennywise, and it is horrific looking.
Oh, I think you may have. I need to look. My brain is mush.
It's fucking nasty. Like, it's scarier than any of the movies.
Dang. So, oh God. Okay. Okay.
Oh man, this is tough.
This is
because
really...
they're so close, but yet like enough different.
They're really different.
Freddy Krueger, haunting your dreams. Pennywise does it all, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll get you in the daytime. He'll get you any time of day.
Yeah.
He possesses whole towns.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. Pennywise in the morning, Pennywise in the evening, Pennywise at supper time.
When evil's on a balloon...
You can have Pennywise anytime.
Dang. Okay.
Shit, this is tough, man.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. Like, because... I have mine.
I think I have my gut. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Freddy Krueger. Yeah. Sorry, Pennywise.
I'm so sorry,
You're
Pennywise.
You're a little too serious for me.
You could have won another one. I don't know.
Absolutely.
But that's not how this happens went down. Okay, okay.
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 All right. Our next one's very scary.
This one's too scary. They're both little jokesters, tiny, tiny men who are jokesters. This is Chucky v. Mike Myers.
Chucky v. Mike Myers.
Oh my God. They're both randy babies when you really think about it. Oh, boy. Okay. Chucky. Chucky, tiny, evil.
I mean, Chucky when it comes to horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evil, funny, evil, down to kill. You know, Mike Myers. I don't think Mike Myers has killed anybody in a funny way. You know?
Just some light, maybe some light accidental killing, you know?
You think Mike Myers has accidentally killed someone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. By I mean, look, as hard as I laughed during The Love Guru, I almost died.
Oh, right. Right. You did almost die.
So funny.
I
that
didn't give
pee
you
bucket.
CPR when we watched it.
Remember the pee bucket? It was so funny.
Oh, pee bucket.
Chucky
is just like... so classic and so funny and just a funny doll.
Any guy would need a hunk of plastic, probably battery operated, to get a reaction out of you in bed. And by the way, where the hell did you learn to bake?
Like, just a doll, and now has split up into being multiple people. That's pretty good. That's pretty good heightening, Mano.
It's good, but Mike Myers...
Oh, he's always multiple people.
There you go.
Everything he does, he's multiple people. Shit, are they the... Wait, is Chucky Mike Myers?
Mike Myers is Chucky.
Is Mike Myers is Chucky?
I think it's a little bit of a Ace Ventura.
Shit.
I think we got an Ace Ventura on our hands. Okay, I know what my answer is.
I do too.
Okay.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Chucky. Sorry, Mike Myers. We're surprised, Mike. You even got entered into this bowl.
Yeah, it's pretty funny and crazy. And I think the bit was worth it.
I think it was great.
We had to know
yeah,
how
baby,
evil
yeah.
Mike Myers is.
Oh, man. And Mike Myers is being escorted out and he's throwing a fit.
He's doing sprockets. Canadian rage.
He's doing sprockets.
Beep, boop, boop, boop. Yeah, his Canadian rage is really, you know, when a Canadian has blown their top because they say this, oh, come on now.
Oh, come on.
That's when a Canadian has gotten the angriest they've ever
been. That's bad, dude.
Yeah.
That's scary. Get him out of here quick.
This one is actually going to be difficult. What?
We got Leprechaun versus Dracula from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh my God.
Funny looking characters.
Icons. European icons.
Icons. Oh yes, European too.
You know, they got the
Ireland
old world.
Versus Romania.
That whole thing.
They are both like ancient beings.
Yes.
I gotta say though, Leprechaun has cool deaths. Funnier deaths.
Now we're going to play. Do you want to play with me?
Oh, no!
This old leper, he played one, he played pogo on his lawn. Teach you to steal me gold.
Yeah, Dracula. Yeah, funny. Very funny deaths. Dracula,
when
a little
Dracula
more serious
sucks.
With his deaths. Yeah.
That sucks.
Dracula might be a better lay. Like, I think that, you know, Dracula, what a lay, you know?
Right. Because I bet Leprechaun, like, would be okay, but would just say stuff where you're like, no, not right now, dude.
Right.
Not right now. Don't right now, dude.
Not right now. And I look, now that this is the con, but I think when Leprechaun's done, he's done. He's like, I'm done. I'm cursing. I think he curses pretty quick.
Why do you think that, Mono?
Well, you know, he's pretty obsessed with his own pleasure.
That's true. He will probably not really pay you back.
Right. But, you know, maybe that's a good thing for some people who just want a quick thing. Maybe you're into the quick. Maybe you're into a quick, that's not bad at all. Quick,
right.
Sometimes quick is great. It's like, great, we did it.
Right. But I mean... Leprechaun says funny stuff. He rhymes all the time. You know, sometimes you're just like, what is that? I would rather hang out with Leprechaun than Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, God. I'm still getting seduced by that castle life.
Like, Leprechaun comes out of a dude's wiener into space. That's funny.
Okay, that might have swayed me. I forgot about that. But I will say, I'm going to miss the sex and the robes.
I know. You're a big robe head. You love a nice, big, long robe.
I just want to reveal
but
from all those.
Mino, we can vote how we want and then figure it out.
That too.
Because it's not
a big
deal.
It's not. Let's go, though. I think I have a true answer.
Okay.
Yes.
What? Two, three, leprechaun.
I really was on the fence until you said you reminded me of the coming
Remember
out of a penis
that?
In space.
The space one, yeah.
Yeah, the army guy.
That's how he gets to space, is he's
right.
Inside an army dude and bursts out of his wiener. It's
That's
great.
Really iconic. You got it. You must admit.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay, final match before we get it to our top four.
Uh-oh.
It's a Descent Monster v. the Ghostface.
Holy shit. Okay, this is...
Very tough.
Okay.
Very
so the
tough.
Descent Monsters, they're truly just trying to survive and live in their cave.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're survivalists. They're just like, hey, we're having fun down here in our blood hot tubs and in the dark. We can't see. We can hear well. We can smell. Whereas Ghostface is so like, you know, they're going out of their way to kill.
Yeah, Ghostface.
And to hunt down Sydney.
Well, here's another good thing to think about is like Ghostface, look, it's like it's very mannequin too on the move. Descent Monster, I think you are, it's going to be a mannequin moment. You're going to have to be like, this is the world. This is Burger King. And they're going to be like,
oh, teaching Descent Monster about the, okay, okay.
Yeah, you got to teach Descent Monster about the world. Whereas Ghostface, of course, they're very savvy. And they're like, you know, they know the tropes of horror movies. They know film. They know cinema very, very well.
I know, that might drive me nuts, though.
Possibly.
You know, of them being like, well, what about da-da-da-da? I was like, I just enjoy this. I don't give a shit, man.
I agree. I don't love people who are like ultra fans. Don't love ultra fans.
Descent Monster might freak out when they see a TV and you have to be like, no, hey, man, this is okay. Don't worry. Like, Descent Monster is going to freak out a lot being brought up to the surface.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Again, got to have a house with a basement.
That's true, with a little climbing wall and a blood-filled tub.
Now, just out of curiosity, which ghost face? I know we're like, there's a couple ghost faces, but is there one you think of that's like...
Well, I mean, I think I always think of like Stu and...
Woozy here.
Woozy here and Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Yeah, they're, Loomis
they're
and
so
Stu.
Classic.
We'll never get away with this.
Oh, no. Tell that to Cotton Weary. Wouldn't believe how easy he was to frame. Watch a few movies, take a few notes. It was fun.
But then it's also funny to be like, the fucking director of Stab 3. Like, who is her brother?
I hate that. I don't.
Isn't
I was like,
that
what?
Like the thing where it's
so
just like
overly, like
your
overly
mom is
connected.
My mom. Like, okay,
way
we get
overly
it.
Connected.
We get it.
Stop it. Stop it. And look, he left the secret message tape for you because he knew.
Oh, Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah, the Oof. Secret tape that he Oof. Knew he would need to record. No, 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 no,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, if you watch it, that means I died.
Stupid.
Number two is good though.
Two's great.
Billy Loomis's mom and hot.
Great. That cop,
Oliphant,
the cop
is that
car
him?
Scene. Yeah, Timothy Oliphant's so hot.
Yeah.
Want to touch the hiney. Oh. But the cop car is one of the really great.
A great scene. That's
the sound
scene.
Booth stuff they do.
The,
pretty
like,
great.
The Antigone moment.
Uh-huh.
Number two is a blast.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I mean, yeah, I've always loved number two. Okay. The Descent Monster versus Ghostface.
I have my answer for some reason. I don't know.
Okay.
And we, you know.
Okay, I'll go for it.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, three. Ghostface.
Descent
face.
Monster.
Oh shit!
My God.
Okay, but okay. I was very like back. Like I'm wavering big time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like a tiebreaker. I think it's a fine time for another tiebreaker.
Fine time for another tiebreaker.
We need the help of our lovely producers to decide whether Descent Monster or Ghostface will go to the next round.
Who's it gonna be?
Well, my favorite Ghostface is definitely Billy's mom. Mm. She's got the best crazy eyes. But in terms, all right, I'm gonna have to go Ghostface. I go Ghostface.
All right. Oh. Very good. Very good.
Okay. Okay. That was
very
tough,
good.
Though, because I was on the fence of Descent Monsters.
I mean, I was going for the Butterface fantasy that is Descent Monster. You
I
know,
mean, yeah,
which,
yeah, yeah.
And let's be real. This is the poster child for Butterfaces.
I mean, Descent Monsters are they got such hot bodies and kind of scary faces. They're
very
monsters,
scary.
So,
well, y'all
yes.
need to come back next week to see how the top four fares and who takes the title of scary, horny,
shit.
Scary person. Because next week, we'll just tease it. We'll have Freddy Krueger going up against Chunky.
And Leprechaun going up against Ghostface. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
What's going to happen?
Oh my God.
We don't know. You don't know.
Stay tuned.
Woo. Wow. Thanks for listening to Too Spooky to Handle.
Yeah, we're your hosts, Mono Agapian and Betsy Sodaro.
That's right. Too Spooky to Handle is an Earwolf production produced by Anita Flores and Cassie Jerkins. Our audio engineer is Sam Kiefer, and the theme song by Cassie Jerkins.
Ooh, and a spooky special thanks to John Gabris,
Oscar Montoya,
Lamar Woods,
Lauren Lapkus. They all contributed to our Where Are They Now segment, and we love them all.
Remember, follow and subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear new shows by your favorite comedians.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.